So Jason Padgett lives in Tacoma, and he had a pretty rough episode happened to him several years ago, and he wrote about it in this book called Struck by Genius. I'm talking with him now. This is Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. And Jason, maybe you could just walk us through what happened that night.
Well, I was at my house in Tacoma, and I got a call from my friend Angela, and she was on a first date with this guy, and they'd had too much to drink, and they were at a little karaoke bar, and they wanted a ride home. So I went there. I wound up singing a song, having a Coke, you know, paid my bill and left. And while we were there, there was two other guys that didn't look normal. They were singing there and just doing their thing like everybody else. And as we left, they were walking out behind us. And I didn't think anything of it at all, of them being behind us. Angela actually saw it coming, but from my perspective, I just heard more than felt this deep thud. And I saw, you know, you hear boxers talk about when they get knocked out, they see this little flash like a flashbulb. It was just like that. One of them had run up behind me and he smashed me in the back of the head. And I saw this little puff of light. And the next thing I knew, I was on my knees just getting kicked and pummeled in the face and the back. And the world was literally spinning. I was completely disoriented. And then having this intense feeling of, I'm going to die right now. And it is a certainty. The feeling that I had at that moment was, I want to hurt one of these guys before I die.
Jason did not die, but nor was he okay. He went straight to the hospital.
They said I had a concussion, a bleeding kidney. They gave me this really strong pain medicine and sent me home. And I remember thinking just how bizarre everything looked on the way home and thinking it was, you know, this pain medicine that was so powerful that was causing it.
Then what happened?
The next day when I woke up, it was obvious it was not the pain medicine that was making everything look so bizarre. Things actually looked, the best way I can think of describe it is like fragmented. Think of like if you're watching television and you know how you can hit pause and then hit pause again and keep hitting pause and you can see frame by frame by frame. It's not smooth. It's just, it's jittery. That's how everything looks, but in real time.
Was that frightening?
It was completely disorientated. I had vertigo. I started getting muscle tremors throughout my whole body, quickly developed OCD, and became like this, actually kind of like a little hermit. I didn't leave my house. I had walled myself into this house like it was a kind of like a fort almost. I had blankets over the windows, you know, three layers deep, and one of the front door I actually had sealed shut, and I didn't leave that house for like 3.5 years, except for to get something that was absolutely necessary, you know, like food. But at the same time, I was having this literally a mathematical awakening because of this change in vision.
Whoa, okay, hold on a second. Explain what you mean by that. How did that become the way that you understood what was happening to you?
Well, things geometrically suddenly, like, it made, like, things that have patterns pop out at you when you see things like as individual discrete frames instead of this smooth reality. Imagine, like, you're watching everything move across your field of vision. It has a slightly pixelated look. So what I started doing is mentally, like, putting a piece of graph paper mentally across my field of view. And I found as long as I made this graph paper, you know, this mental graph paper, sufficiently fine, all the motions of everything in these little frames would line up with a vertex point on this graph, as long as the graph was sufficiently fine. And that, it turns out, that is what calculus is, or integral calculus, is when we're slicing things up into these cubes. we're all doing it. It's just our brains smooth it out. And when you can see it, it just makes things much more obvious.
So you're not speaking in metaphorical terms. The vision that you acquired
is literally
actually
different.
Helped you, and it literally sort of manifests mathematical concepts, right?
Yes, and what's wild is that they're the exact same thing. At first, all I could do, I started drawing it, like there's a way to draw the number pi, but I started drawing what I was seeing and like submitting it to colleges. Like, here's the number pi, and there's this sneaky way to take an exact angle without this little error that's kind of built into calculus. And then they would send me responses back like, what's your degree in? And I would say, oh, I had pre-algebra. You know, I did at the time, I didn't even know you could graph an equation. Finally, I talked to a physicist who said, you know, why don't you come back to school and see if you can learn mathematics in our language? Because everything that you're drawing, it looks very mathematical, but you're using layman terms to describe it, which is just unheard of. And so I went back to school, and it really only took like calculus before I could prove like that pi was pi, and that what I'm doing is literally the exact same thing. It's just looking at it from two different ways.
So, Jason, our show today is all about silver linings. Right? Do you consider this a silver lining of this trauma that you experienced?
Yeah, I mean, the good far outweighs the bad. At first, you know, I was very concerned because I have a lot of neurological problems, and I didn't know if it was going to kill me. I went through a lot of testing to find out, you know, what was wrong. And I developed OCD, which took a long time to get over, or not even get over, just get to the point of where I can live with it. But at the same time, you know, I was having like this mathematical, you know, awakening that for me allowed me to see and understand things that I never thought were even possible. One of the other really good things that happened from all this is that by going back to school, not only did I learn traditional, you know, mathematics, but when I went back to school, I met my wife, and we just had a baby girl 13 or 14 months ago now. So if I hadn't been attacked, I wouldn't have met my wife. We wouldn't have my little girl. And then I wrote a book about what happened to me, and it was just optioned as a movie by Sony and Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum set to star as me in the film. So none of that would have happened if it wasn't for this horrible event that at first seemed like it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. And now, you know, looking at it now, the good has far outweighed the bad. If I had to go back in time, I would let those guys beat me all over again just to have my wife and daughter.
You described the way that you see the world now as beautiful, or what you see as beautiful. What do you mean by that?
The patterns that everything make, like when something moves, you can, like a ball being thrown up in the air, the little parabolic arc, only it's a negative. Instead of being x squared, you know, it's like a negative x squared. The double rainbow is absolutely stunning. Or seeing light reflecting off water is absolutely amazing. It builds just beautiful symmetric patterns. Or just a rolling cloud, how it used to look smooth, now it has these tiny little edges that are like almost like a seashell. And you can see how it's a form of a recursive form of like the Pythagorean theorem. It's beautiful to see that the math is literally reality.
So profound change can be a beautiful thing, and it can also be really disruptive and difficult. And obviously there were some very dark days following the assault. I mean, years, really.
Yes.
How much do you experience still the kind of downsides of these new goggles that you see the world through, and how much of it instead makes you happy?
Yeah, there is still more downside than a lot of times what people hear. OCD, it's never going to go away. I'm constantly find myself worrying about things, you know, germs, potential things that could happen beyond what is I would consider, you know, normal. So that's a constant struggle. I'm trying to maintain some sort of balance to where you can get along. It was like before, I was so dysfunctional with OCD. I was like in my house, you know, drawing like mad, but I was Lysoling my money and then putting it in the microwave for 30 seconds, you know, to make sure there was no germs on it. I mean, just really over the top things to where you can't even function, because not only leaving the house, I didn't want to do it because of being attacked, but because of the OCD, just leaving the house and being around, you know, a world full of germs at the time became, you know, something that I couldn't even function in. So you can't function once OCD reaches a certain point. And it can be maddening. You find yourself, you know, many times just thinking the same things over and over and constantly fighting whatever impulse it is that you have. But it's all stuff that's going on internally, so people don't see it. But it's a lot of those internal struggles are actually much harder to deal with than like the physical struggles. Like I have an artificial disc in my neck now, you know, I get pain from it. But if I had to compare the two, the OCD is much worse than physical pain.
Yeah. So it seems like you are able to see the warp and the weft of the universe in a way that many of us do not. And that must show you a lot of connections that aren't that obvious to us, or that we might feel but not be able to see. Do you feel those kind of connections among, say, yourself and the cosmos? I mean, does it get that deep?
We're all the same thing, yeah. I mean, and the energy that's in me now has always been around and always will be. Energy's never destroyed, you know, it just changes form. We are all, I think of us all, just by being geometry. Geometry is math. It's literally the same thing. I mean, so we are mathematics, you know, just with some limitations put on it, from physics.
Jason Padgett lives in Federal Way. His memoir, written with Maureen Seberg, is called Struck by Genius: How a Brain Injury Made Me a Mathematical Marvel. You can see pictures of some of Jason's drawings that demonstrate a little bit of his new abilities and how he sees the world at our website, kplusoundeffect.org.